There is a great event coming up this weekend focused on getting ready for wildfire season. That includes getting ready for a possible evacuation, making your home more resistant to fire, or meeting some of the people and agencies that respond to those emergencies. All of that will be a part of the Wildland Information Day coming up on Saturday. And Andrew Knottbaum is joining us right now with Pikes Peak Regional Office Management, here's to emergency management, here to tell us more. It's kind of ironic, Andrew. We're expecting some thunderstorms coming up this weekend. That's also around the corner. Anyway, this wildfire event, it's free, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Dan. Morning. It's this Saturday. It's April 27th. We'll be joined by eight other partner agencies. We're calling it a Public Wildland Information Day. And it's a chance to really talk about whatever wildfire issue you want to and ask professionals about how to do risk reduction. We'll be talking about evacuations, hardening your home, Firewise landscaping, creating a better plan with your neighbors. We'll also have some cool giveaways, some door prizes, and we'll have some really cute rescue dogs there as well.
So you want to give some kudos for the role that that the community plays in making sure that we're prepared, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, those people that prepare together are better off. Those neighbors that work together are better off. And this event's pretty unique, too, because it's a really good group of students from Palmer Ridge High School that are putting this on. And so love seeing our teens and our youth caring about our community and making it a safer place.
If you miss any of this interview, you can go back to KRDO.com to find out where, when, and what time, which will be offered right now through Andrew. Where is it? When is it? And what time is it?
Yeah, Saturday, April 27th, Palmer Ridge High School. There'll be it's going to be 9 to 1, but there'll be two times where we'll have speakers there at 9:30 and noon. We'll wrap up about 1 o'clock at Palmer Ridge High School in the auditorium, and that is in Monument.
I think it would be, you know, very beneficial, as you just mentioned, to see the neighbors attending this together. That way, if something happens, you go, hey, remember back in training, we were talking about this. This is what's happening right now.
You know, it's so important, too, because, you know, think about it. You may not be home if you get an evacuation order. What is your plan to help with your children if they're home, your pets, grabbing some important valuables from your home? And really what we call it, it's social capital. Those people that work together, those neighbors that spend time together, are more resilient, and that's especially during natural disasters like a wildfire.
Isn't it sad we have to offer things like rescue puppies and, you know, and giveaways to get people to these events?
Yeah, it is true. You know, like I said, there'll also be a bake sale too, which will go to the students. So we'll have some good treats, cool giveaways, and cute dogs.
Excellent.
As well as information on how to improve your wildfire risk.
Absolutely. Always looking forward to visiting with you on our monthly chats. I would imagine in the next month or so, we're going to be talking about severe weather season, because that's right around the corner as well. One last thought on the wildfire season is, are we off to it's year round nowadays, but have we seen more fires lately this time of year than we have in the last, or are we on average?
You know, it seems about average.
Okay.
It is this time of year where we have those strong winds, right? When it's cool in the mountains and it warms up on the plains and we get the strong winds. So we have had a number of red flag warning days this spring already. And then we'll be getting into the larger wildfire season as we move into May.
Yeah. Including another red flag warning today, as a matter of fact. Goes
That's
into
right.
11 to 8 p.m. this evening. Andrew, always a pleasure. Great to have you on. We'll look forward to the next one.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Shannon. Take care.